Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Italy warmly welcomes the distinguished delegation of Samoa and thanks them for the presentation of the national report and for the additional information provided today, in particular on the ratification process. Italy welcomes Samoa's commitment to the UPR and the progress achieved since its first cycle. We particularly welcome the measures taken in order to further promote and protect women's rights, such as the adoption of the Family Safety Act and the creation of a specialist family violence court. Italy also believes that the introduction of the crime of marital rape is a clear demonstration of the relevance that Samoa attributes to combating violence against women. In order to deepen progress on this matter, Italy recommends to promote awareness-raising campaigns aimed at preventing and combating violence against women and domestic violence. We also recommend to ensure that women victims of violence receive appropriate help and perpetrators are brought to justice. Believing that education is crucial in order to promote the sustainable development and human rights, we commend Samoa for the results achieved in this field, especially those concerning compulsory education. Italy recommends to ensure effective implementation of the 2009 Education Act and also to develop a national strategy to reduce dropout rates and to address cases of school-age children working as street vendors. We take note of the appreciation of the measure aimed at enhancing the respect of the rights of persons with disability and recommend Samoa to ratify the CRPD. We also recommend to sign and ratify the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman and Degraded Treatment Punishment, and the Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. We wish Samoa a success.